It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Green Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsek, and you're going to have a busy week, and we already had some schedule changes and things, but we're coming off of you played Memorial here last Tuesday, and it was kind of a peculiar game. They took one time, they stretched out to a 11-point lead or something like that, and then next thing you know, you guys scored a dozen straight and were ahead by a point.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite get it done down the stretch. What did it end up, 6 points, I believe?
I'm not sure, but it was disappointing. Alan, we came out and right at the tip, Meyer makes a great play. He goes after a tip. You don't see kids do, we've talked about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he went and got the ball, got knocked away, and we didn't get anything out of it. And we created a turnover, and then Grayson went down, and he turned it over. And I think there was one other. We had some energy and didn't get rewarded for it. And those are the times when you're, teams, you got to keep doing it. And they came down, and somebody, I think they drove it in. It may have been Meyer. We gave up an easy basket and a couple more. Then it just kind of, it's like the air went out of us, particularly defensively. It's the second straight game that we've come out and didn't set the. We always talk about setting the tone defensively, making things hard.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave up some easy baskets. We weren't engaged defensively, and then obviously we got a deficit there. We played good enough offense, and then like you said, there was a stretch there. I think it was 30-28, and we were down, and we had an open court situation. Turned it over. We got the lead, and it went turnover. I mean, it was three turnovers and really a couple bad decisions at the basket where we forced them. We got to the rim, but, needed to kick it out or shot, get fouled, something that – and we made some bad decisions with the ball, and then the next thing you know, it's back to 8 or 9, and, it's – Yeah, I give these kids credit. They got down, they fought back, and did the same thing, with Boonville. But, we need guys to play with that kind of sense of urgency earlier so you don't get mm-hmm. and dig yourself a hole.
Yeah, the first quarter, 16-14, and that's no big deal. Second quarter, you just got 5 points okay. in the quarter. And then the first a little bit of the third quarter. You did win the third quarter 14-12, but you'd already gotten that 9-point deficit, and you were trying to dig out of that. It just, like you said, the defense, it didn't appear. There were times where it was really good, but not for 32 minutes.
No, and I think, too, I said this forward, and we probably got it, and we did use some timeouts, but I thought we got tired against Memorial in the second half, and I think that's what happens when you build a deficit. It takes
a lot of energy to get
mm-hmm. concentration, mental and physical energy, to get back. And when we got back, we just we weren't able to sustain a little bit, and we had a lot of just. We've got a sign right out here. I got it from Bob Knight. I saw it in the Indiana locker room when I was a kid. Victory favors the team making the fewest mistakes. Mm-hmm. And that's not just turnovers. We had some defensive mistakes. We had a kid guarded. He's driving. He's going to throw up a bad shot. We go swinging at him, try to block his shot, fouling.
Yeah. I remember that play.
Yeah, just little things like that that don't look like much, but now they're shooting two free throws. And plus, we got a foul on one of our, another foul, and we had some foul trouble. So
yeah, you had, if I'm not mistaken, there were either four or five backdoor cuts that were easy baskets mm-hmm. that just somebody got caught ball watching and turned their head, and then instead of opening to the ball, turned and chased. and then those were easy layups, and that's not something that you all have done all season.
Yeah, well, we had a couple of those too, where it wasn't, and the cutter got beat, but really one of the occasions we messed up the execution with the ball handler, and there was no pressure on the ball handler, so he was able to make. And that's, you know, we were talking about this for the modern day game, and we, you know, we've discussed it throughout the year that kids understand that the importance of ball pressure on a passer. I mean, when the guy can just sit there and survey it, he's not uncomfortable. He's able to see, and it's, you know, it makes a big difference. You know, when a guy can catch it in his hands, he can deliver a ball on time on target, as opposed to the kid having to reach for it. And
absolutely, there's a lot of times there's a bad entry pass, and that's because of the pressure on the ball, and then that disrupts the whole thing. It either turns into a turnover or a bad shot or something of that nature. And if you don't pressure that ball, like you said, it's player can throw. It's like a quarterback that can just stand there and bounce on his toes all night long. He can throw wherever he wants. But I enjoy watching this team play because their defense is always so intense, and so sometimes a little too intense.
We've had some. And we tell these kids, you don't think about it, you know, when you go and you get a dumb foul. Until now, you get your second foul, which may be a legit, you know, maybe you're preventing something, maybe it hasn't happened. Now, in the first quarter, second quarter, now you got to have a seat. Or it becomes your third or fourth foul, and you start thinking, okay, two of these were really dumb. And while they didn't necessarily shoot free throws, they added to their bonus total, but it's with a team like us that's not very deep. You know, you need guys that at all times, so to speak. You know, you can't. I mean, foul trouble is part of the game, but most of the time with some of our players, their foul trouble has been through just poor decisions. You know, dumb fouls.
And you're always going to have that one or two fouls here and there that are just odd set of circumstances. Maybe two guys going for a rebound, and it's just an inadvertent collision, and the whistle goes against you or something. So all of a sudden now that's another foul on you. But in general, though, you guys are improving to the point where you're going to be playing your best ball these next couple of weeks, and that's when you want to.
Well, I certainly hope so. We're not, we need to play with a sense of urgency, Alan, more so. And, we've had parts of games where we've been really good, and we've had, and some of these, obviously the teams we played here recently have been better than some of the other teams. And that's where you've got to, but we were there. The Princeton game aside, that we were never in that game. You've got to execute for 32 minutes.
Well, that's right. And that brings me to the point I was going to make in the Boonville game, which is that, into the second quarter, you kind of had a little bit of a letdown, wind up going in the locker room down 9, and then you came out in the third quarter and you were 4 minutes in before you got your first basket.
And we turned it over three times.
And by then you were down 16. Yep. Cut it to 10. Before that run occurred, we were talking about, down 9, if we don't have to get all 9 back. If we can get half of that back this quarter, we'd be in good shape going into the fourth. Next thing you know, we're down 16, and we felt good that we had cut it to 10 going into the fourth quarter. But that last part of the second quarter and first 4 minutes of the third quarter was the hole that you dug. The rest of the game, you played very, very well. And that last 12 minutes of the game, you guys played terrific.
I saw it happen, obviously, then went home. And this game was all about our inability to take care of the basketball. We turned the ball over 16 times. Can't do it. I don't care who you're playing. And they were just bad. They pressed, but it wasn't the
press. It was a nuisance press.
Well, it was.
But you guys kind of didn't.
We got too casual, and we didn't,
Casual is the right word.
But we turn, we start the game. I mean, it's 12-10 at the quarter. We've got three turnovers in that stretch. Two of those turnovers should have been baskets where we didn't execute passing. And then we had three balls at the rim. One of them a bad decision. one of them, another bad decision. We had a guy that should have been a basket. So we had three situations. Two of those should have been baskets. So we're looking at, you know, maybe having close to 20 points. And then, and I'll give this kid credit, you know, their best player. He's 0 for 17 from three going into that game. And he goes 4 for 4 in the first half. And
yeah.
We gave him the first one.
You know, yeah. He gave him the first
one there, and then he comes in transition and just shoots that one in. And then the third one, I think Brady actually had him contested. And I'll give the kid credit, but so you know that kind of. Then we had the, when they got ahead, and we actually did better. But this again, as we got towards the end, you know, they're a team that really likes to spread you out, mm-hmm. and if you're playing with them, you don't have to come out there and guard them. And we knew with Brady. It was a tough matchup, and we didn't want to get – they're not a great three-point shooting team. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to get real spread out and have them drive it. But then when we got behind, we had to do that. And,
right.
and to our kids' credit, they did, and we created some turnovers. And then once again, we had a couple of situations where we got a chance to score and just got careless with the basketball and execution, made some bad decisions. One was a run out, and then late in the game, we didn't execute the out of bounds play that we were, you know, we just didn't do what we're supposed to do, and Nash, just made a bad decision. And but we the thing never, and I didn't. I think I may have had one more timeout left. I really didn't want to use it, you know, because you could see, and it's, you know, it's hard to explain. You know, and I'm kicking myself, and then I watch UConn play. The next night, they're playing Georgetown, and, you know, they're number two, whatever, and Danny Hurley is as good a coach there is, and I watched them, and they couldn't get the ball and bounce twice. So I thought I didn't feel as bad. But still, I did feel bad. But that was just, you know, but when you can't turn the ball over 16 times.
No, that's for sure.
Especially, I want to say we shot 50, I think we shot 52% from the field, almost 40-some from the three, mm-hmm. and you ought to win games when you do that. And mm-hmm. and you take now, okay, 16 times we could have had this ball and didn't.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we were getting around when, you know, we really made a point of emphasis this. We have all year, but we had a stretch where we were really bad. We had multiple tournament games. And when we started winning games, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll go through this with the team almost every game. Our assist to turnover ratio was just off the chart. You know, mm-hmm. it was – if we had 9 turnovers, we still had 16, 17 assists.
Mm-hmm.
And – but, you know, we just – you just can't – you can't do it.
Yeah, we – you know, my coach always said in a normally competitive game, you're going to score about a point per possession. Mm-hmm. And 16 turnovers is 16 points.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, a rebound is a point you get and a point they don't get. Yeah. So those are huge. You talked about Jackson McCain. I had him for – 5 for 5 from 2 and 4 for 4 from 3. He had 19 points at half, but he finished with 24.
Yeah.
So in the second half, you guys did a really good job.
Well, we did, and part of it was we got up and we had a pretty good game plan going in on him. I think he got one layup in there where we didn't execute. He, you know, we were going to try to force him, but he really was a dominant icicle left, and he split us through there. And I think one of his baskets was an offensive rebound in mm-hmm. the first half, and the others were the threes.
Yeah,
that, you know, was typically not his. So in terms of the, you know, what we had set up with him, we executed fairly well. Mm-hmm. And then he got a basket there late on the drive when we got in a situation where we didn't have very many fouls, and they had some free throw shooters that weren't real good, so we're sitting there looking, we're down, we're going to start fouling here in case we really have to start fouling.
Right.
And, you know, I think he got a basket there, but he's a good player.
He's a very, very good player, and, you know, you just touched on one of his weaknesses, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Oh. And to me, you know, a shooter of that caliber, that's just like a concentration or something, or maybe could have been fatigue. I don't even know.
Well,
but,
he hasn't shot the ball very well. I mean, at all. I mean, he is a very aggressive downhill driver, physical player, and he gets in the paint, and he's a very good finisher, and he's a competitive kid. This kid likes to score.
And, yeah. And so he picks Mount Vernon to come out of his shooting slump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Tell you what, we'll take a quick time out here and get right back at it. But you're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's vehicle of the week is a 2022 Chevrolet Colorado two-wheel drive extended cab work truck. This clean white truck has just 16,000 miles on it. It has a V6 and is rear-wheel drive. It's 18 miles to the gallon in the city and 25 on the highway. It has a clean Carfax record and is just a one-owner vehicle. And it's a perfect truck to fit your fleet. Check out the pictures today at actpreowned.com or swing by 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon. Take this one home for just $22,890. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
Spring is just around the corner, and Bud's Hardware is here to help you. Packaged flower and vegetable seeds are buy one, get one free. 50-pound bags of Kentucky 31 or Contractor Blend Tall Fescue Grass Seed for $69.99 apiece. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats Athletics is family-owned Russell's Excavating, located at 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Are you looking for a move-in ready home in Mount Vernon? T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty invites you to check out this beautifully updated ranch at 312 West Sherman Street, priced at just $207,500. This three-bedroom, one-bath home offers nearly 1,400 square feet of comfort with major updates already done, including a newer roof with a transferable warranty, HVAC, electric, flooring, appliances, and more. There's even a full basement with plumbing in place for future living space. Topped off with stunning landscaping and a one-year home warranty, this truly checks all the boxes. Check it out today at tmilam.com and email Andrea to take the next step towards your new home. T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, going that extra mile.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to make sure your current vehicle is ready for winter? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. From new snow-ready Jeep and Ram 4x4s to reliable pre-owned options, we're your one-stop shop. Plus, when the temperature drops, our certified technicians are here to help keep your vehicle winter-ready with expert service and maintenance. Stop by today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon High School Basketball Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Doug Novsik. We talked about last week. We've got a couple of games to talk about. I know the next game up is tomorrow night. We entertain Mater Dei here at home. And this is something else you mentioned last week, that we had not had home games to speak of. And now we've got a few, and we'll bring Mater Dei home and see what you can do. What do you know about the Mater Dei team?
They're playing really well. They are playing really well. They've got. I saw them play before our. They played Wrights before we played Wrights. Mm-hmm. Big game, great crowd, great just a great high school basketball atmosphere, and they don't look anything like they did that night. I can tell you that because they are. This is a very, very precise offensive team. A lot of movement. They shoot the ball very well. They've got size. They execute. And they're playing probably. I mean, they're probably playing as well as anybody in the area right now. I mean, they just beat Bossy. I know they beat the but beat Forest Park bad. They're balanced. They don't. They've got some size. But their big kids shoot the ball well. They really screen it. This is probably as physical a screening team as we've seen. Aside from, we had a couple teams up in Switzerland County that were like this. So, we've got our hands full. And I told the guys, I'm getting it easier with who we're playing. And it's, we've got to get back to where we're beating good teams. Mm-hmm. We haven't, and I don't mean to see other. I mean teams that are. Above us, teams that have got winning records and mm-hmm. who have had a team like Mater Dei that's had some big wins. And
yeah.
I don't know what their situation was that night against Wrights. It's early in the year. I don't know if they've got a lot of football players or exactly what the deal was. But I'm just telling you, I got home and after the first time I looked at it, I'm watching them play Jasper and I called Robbie Duncan. I said that don't even look like the same basketball team that we saw at Wrights. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, you're talking about good teams. Well, you went down 5 to Memorial and 3 to Boonville. Mm-hmm. They were not wins, but they're nothing to be ashamed of in that. I mean, you're competing right there, and you can put your finger – what you had that went wrong are correctable errors. It's not like you were just totally out. I mean, you can compete with anybody. You can go toe-to-toe with them. You just got to get those correctable errors straightened up. And Yeah, Mater Dei has always been a pretty good shooting team, but their gym and Mount Vernon's gyms are totally different the way they're set up. And I always talk to players about sight line. I couldn't shoot if I was outside of 2 feet, so I didn't sight lines didn't mean anything to me. If it wasn't a layup, it was going to be a pass for me. But some people talk about the sight lines being so different, and I wonder if that would affect Mount Vernon at all when they come here.
I don't know. I've always, there are some gyms, Alan, that are, I thought Boonville's gym is very conducive to shooting. I've been to some places yep. like that. Mm-hmm. But when I've taught kids all along, I think sometimes kids get caught up in that. I mean, you either know what you're doing or you don't.
Right.
I mean, you've got technique, you've got habits. And I was a player. I hated warming up. Like, I would go in I was more concerned about the ball because back when I played, everybody had different balls,
right?
And I mean, they were different. I mean, in terms mm-hmm. of the field or texture,
some had narrow seams, and they got some wide seam balls. I never liked the wide seam, and that's all there is nowadays.
Now you see, now it's more like people. The high school level is about everyone plays generally the same ball, and even at the college level. But you might have a place that was a dome situation, or there were a couple places I remember I played that. You get there the night before or whatever, and okay, but. It's, I think some of that just gets into
kids' heads more. You know, you go out there. Yeah, I don't care where you're shooting at. The goal's 10 feet high, and the ball's the same. You know, the dimensions of it the same. And but you know, that gym there though I could see that is a neat place. It was full. It was a great atmosphere there that night, and obviously a big rivalry game and a lot of fun.
And you'll have that again in a couple of weeks because they host that stadium was built to host the sectional.
Oh, I was talking more modern day.
Oh, you're talking about modern day.
Boonville, tremendous. Yeah, them very similar to Southridge in terms of how it's laid out.
Those gyms in the late 50s, that was the style. North High School had the same kind of a thing, sunken gym and the gangway at one end and all. That's really good. But yes, do they now modern day? Excuse me, is typically a more half court team. They don't tend to press. They're good 3-point shooters. But very patterned ball club. Is that what they are again?
They
this
have
year?
A press that they've used, and it's not been. I don't think it's really something to you know speed up the game or things like that. We'll look more at it. No, Robbie, but they used it against Wrights. I think more just to slow Wrights down, and they were effective with it. And I think they'll show it some. And it's not, you know, it's like Boonville's press was not. And we just took balls and stuck it overhead, and we just got really, really nonchalant because we had broken it, and that's really what you know. Teams that really press, they count on they'll give. It's like we played Princeton. I told guys they're going to give us a couple. They almost want you to lay up a couple. So now you get to getting a little bit. You forget how you got those, and you get too comfortable. And I thought we came out the half and. And we made one adjustment to the press because the one thing we weren't doing when the ball gets reversed, so we enter the ball. When the ball comes back to you, you have got to advance it.
Right.
Either look ahead or bring it. You can't. And we were holding it. We were waiting, and we had guys open, and we had guys passing the ball that didn't need to pass the ball. They could have, you know, advanced it. So. But modern day is going to – I think they are going to press it some. But, you know, especially if they watch the Boonville game, they may think they can do it.
Well, now that you've had the Boonville game, your guys won't make the same mistake. Really, a press is in Mount Vernon's favor because you got four guards on the court, and Brady doesn't handle the ball poorly, and he also knows not to handle it when he shouldn't. So, but you got four guys that can wreck a press. And, so if modern day goes to press, I think you can make them pay. Be all right.
Well, I just hope we don't turn it over, Alan. I mean, I'd like to make a pay. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we have to go. One of the things that's hard for us, and we've talked about this all year, we can't simulate the level of the press.
Right.
You know, we don't. And then what we really can't simulate is when we press against our younger kids, we always score. And it's not always going to be the case. So now you get into games. So we've got to, and we did it today a little bit. Guys, I don't care how wide open you are. We're going to bring it back out. We're going to win some offense because that's the other part that presses do for you. Some it's not the front end. What they get guys to do, you throw the ball up ahead to people who aren't used to necessarily making decisions with the ball, and they try to. They either are going to shoot threes that they're not, you know, very good percentage, or they start to drive it, and that's just not their
not used to handling the ball out on the open court.
Yeah, and so we've. You know, we've drilled it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that gets you through this week, and then you got a couple games next week, and then the week after that sectional, right? Or is there a week empty?
Well, we've got Tecumseh now on Thursday. That was supposed to be Friday, so we got to go down there now on Thursday. We'll play Tuesday. We'll play Thursday. And unfortunately, now we're not playing Saturday. We had Washington Saturday.
That's moved to
the following Tuesday because of their sectional. So we're going to have – I mean, we went from having to go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday now to just Tuesday, Thursday, which, you know, could
well,
work.
That'll help you guys because you got a short bench, really. I mean, you got the six seniors getting the lion's share of the minutes. And fresh legs is one of the biggest things you need down here at
and
the end of the season.
I want to, everybody know our senior night is going to be against South Spencer. Originally, it was going to be the Washington game this Saturday because I think they like to do these on weekends, so their families. But now our senior night will be the South Spencer game.
And that's Tuesday, 2 weeks from tomorrow?
I think so. I'm not sure of the date, but I know it's a Tuesday game. But that's going to be our senior night, and really encourage people to come out. These kids are – as we've talked about before, Alan, these are Mount Vernon kids,
yep,
through and through. I mean, Grayson came over, obviously, from Southridge, but everyone's kind of adopted him, and he's become one of the fellas there. But these kids and their families are, as you know, they're ingrained in this community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at all of them, what they do, what they've done throughout their, I mean, you know, I don't want to single anybody, but, I mean, you look at the stuff Brady Schickle does with kids in this community, and mm-hmm. I know he's always grabbing those guys with him when he does his camps, and, you know, these families of all, you know, the Hustler, I mean, Mark obviously was coach here, and he's, you know, he's at the principal at the junior high now. I mean, these families, I mean, this community should be really proud of these kids, and I hope they are, and I hope they come out for this game and give them the kind of send-off they deserve. I mean, and that's because they've earned it.
Yeah, well, you've got a few home games now, the stretch of the season, and you're playing your best basketball, except for the Princeton game. We threw out the Princeton game. But really, but these other two, I mean, Memorial and Boonville would have liked to get in wins there, but boy, you sure competed hard, and that's all you can ask them to do is compete.
Yeah, it's one of these things, so we got to win some of these games,
yep,
you know, to finish them, to get through. And I, you know, I told these guys that one of the things that we've been very good at when we've had close games throughout, our guys have really kind of stayed. You know, we've made plays when we had to make plays. Where we have gotten really stale, or where is when we give up a run of, I don't know, we get down 6 or 8. Too many times for us, that has turned to 12 and 15.
Right.
Because we just, our body language, our intensity, and just nobody grabbing some other guy and just saying, we got to get this, we got to stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always credit kids when you get behind. I know my first boss I worked for, he used to call them 20 behinders. You'd see guys just shoot the cover off of it and run, and when they're down, mm-hmm. when their hair's on fire. Well, we need that kind of that kind of execution, that kind of intensity when it's, you know, when you're down 2 or you're up 3, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, and I think we're, you know, hopefully we're getting that point because we've done it. I mean, we're at, mm-hmm. you know, Fairfield. You know, you look at that game, and mm-hmm. folks didn't see the Switzerland County games, you know, the Hauser game, which was just a very good team. And you know, we're down the whole game. But we never got down like 8 or 10.
Never let it get out of reach.
You know, it would be 5, and then we get, you know, and then we got to the end, and Nash, you know, he makes 3 free throws, you know, to win the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are kind of wins. You know, even Forest Park to a certain degree. You know, we didn't play really well. They played very well. And, you know, we got in that overtime, and we had to make plays. You know, mm-hmm. we had to make shots. We had to, and we did it. And that's just
That was a gritty performance, a gutty performance, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
It was great to see, although – you know, you could have finished it in regulation because I'm a Hoosier. I wanted to get home and see that football game that night. But no, it's a lot of fun. And those are the kind of games, you know, high school athletics, it's the competition. And it's, you know, people aren't recruited. They're the ones that are raised in the community and whatnot. And seeing them go, you know, toe-to-toe like that down the stretch, somebody's going to blink.
Yeah.
And actually, neither team blinked, but just you guys made one more play than they did,
yeah,
and finished it off. And so tomorrow night, game time, probably, I think it's 7 o'clock.
I think it's 7 tomorrow, yeah.
7 o'clock tomorrow, and then
We're at Tecumseh Thursday, which I think is a 7:30 game down there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, anyway, this modern day, it's always a fun game. A lot of times the teams mirror each other, and they're both half-court teams. Neither team usually has a significant height advantage, although I don't
know. They've got some size.
They got some this year. Well, we'll have to. Nobody plays defense like Mount Vernon does. Oh. What I'm trying to say, you guys get after them, belly button defense, and you know, stay out of foul. You know, do it common sense wise. You know, don't get carried away like you were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You get a silly foul, which is inconsequential until you pick up your second one and your
sure.
third one, and that, and you've seen players that have done that this season get fouls in bunches then you're nervous. How much do you use them? And then they can play three quarters without getting a foul.
Sure.
So I don't know. But anyway, tomorrow night, folks, bring your noisy neighbors and let's give this gym a good atmosphere and see what we can do to bring home a victory against Modern Day. I know this is the last go around for your seniors. Each game means a little bit more because they don't get another chance against that team. And for most of these guys, it's going to be the last organized basketball they ever play.
Sure.
So let's see what we can do. Anything I should have asked you and haven't that you want to talk about?
No, we're good.
Okay, with that, I will turn it back to Dave and say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, the Posey County Co-op, Auto Car Trader, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Russell's Excavating, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, and Expressway Jeep and Chrysler. Keep up to date with the Mount Vernon Wildcats on 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.